Your dog's ready for one more block. Your knees, not so much. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Ice Boy, Broadway's brightest star of 1939, Vera Vim, that's Megan Mullally from Will and Grace, among other things, is at the top of her game until she adopts a 40,000-year-old Neanderthal discovered frozen in the Arctic. As Ice Boy thaws, he unexpectedly becomes a theatrical sensation, inspiring Eugene O'Neill, that's Nick Offerman, and challenging Vera for center stage. Okay, what a fun, original idea. Nick is going to join us in like 30 seconds here. Lou Manfredini is also on a line. Lou, I hate to do interviews of authors or stars that I haven't seen the work or read the book. You right. did see this play, right?
We did, and I sent you a snap of being there with my wife and a couple friends, and you know, I get to see a lot of theater. Mary Beth and I are avid theater goers, both in Chicago and New York. And I'm always excited about seeing something new, something different, and something so hilariously funny and innovative. And Ice Boy is all of that. And we were giggling and laughing out loud and toe-tapping to the new music the whole show.
Yeah, that's what Chris Jones said. He really was laughing and laughing at Nick and Megan. And Nick Offerman joins us now on the Noon Business Lunch. Nick, welcome back to WGN Radio. Thanks for giving us more of your time.
My pleasure. I love to discuss Noon Business in any setting.
We're going to have to put him on the payroll because I know you've already taped a podcast with our Steve Dale, his Booth 46 at Petarino's. We'll hear that soon. And did you not just get done recording a conversation that John Records Landecker is going to play on the radio, Nick?
That's right. The velvet voice of my youth, AM 89 WLS, John Records Landecker.
You and I used to listen to him when we were kids, and now he's on our station at night. So, the last time I interviewed you, at the very end of the interview, you may remember this, Nick, you go, oh, is John Landecker there? I'd love to talk to John Landecker, which we just thought was hilarious because we see him all the time at our station, but he was your guy, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, he introduced me to REO Speedwagon and Tom Waits and Bonnie Raitt. I mean, he's the ambassador of culture of my youth.
When you first saw this script or were pitched the idea for Ice Boy, what did you think? Home run, hit, needs work. What was your first reaction?
Well, the first thing I saw, my wife, Megan Mullally, has been doing workshops of it for like 12 years. So I saw her do a workshop before I got involved. And it has the kernel of genius. If Megan says yes to sign on to something, it means we think it can be incredible. And the writing is so funny, and the music that Mark Holman wrote, who also wrote the music for Urinetown, is so catchy. He's so incredible at like tap making your toe tap, but then also suddenly you find a tear rolling down your cheek. And so I watched Megan get involved, and then they brought me in to start doing Eugene O'Neill, and Jay Reese and Aaron Purcell are the other two writers. And just working with them has just been an absolute treat. I mean, they have the right ingredients. As I heard that wonderful recommendation from Lou just a minute ago, but he's absolutely right. There's really no logic in like describing the plot because it's so silly and unexpected. Audiences should just know they're going to laugh their butts off. It's incredibly irreverent and surprising. And people are just leaping to their feet for the pleasure of 2 hours of joyful laughter.
What was a scene, Lou, that made you laugh or surprised you a lot? What was a moment where you just thought this is crazy?
I really don't want to give anything away, but there are a couple of really good numbers between the Ice Boy and his newfound girlfriend, and something that she's going through, which is, I think any woman in the audience of a certain age will, I mean, my wife could not stop laughing at this number. Mm. It was so funny. And then there's another one when they get together, the Ice Boy and this, his love interest in this play was just really funny. But the whole concept of it, again, I mentioned I get to see a lot of theater, and it's just so fun and refreshing to see something new and something that works. And you've got, I mean, Megan is amazing. I mean, it is, you see a whole heck of a lot of Megan Mullally in this show. I mean, she's front and center, and Nick's character is the one that kind of weaves it all together as the part of Eugene O'Neill, and it is completely absurd as the as the description is, and okay, it's so naughty and it's funny.
I was looking at a trailer, because again, I haven't seen it. I'm glad you did, Lou, but like, is Frankenstein in this thing too?
indeed, it's Frankenstein's monster, as I like to point out to people. But yes, the classic Hollywood character, Frankenstein, is plays Megan's character's butler, and he has a wonderful story arc. It's an actor who auditioned for the role of Frankenstein that Boris Karloff got, and he was so embittered by the rejection that he's stayed in character ever since.
For the rest of his life. Well, and the Easter Bunny and Elvis weren't available. I mean, I guess I'm trying too hard to figure out what's going on here or what the need would be to have Frankenstein in there, but I'm doing it wrong, right, Nick?
There's no, you know, go in knowing nothing and just be delighted by the twists and turns of this comedy roller coaster. And I should mention, Frankenstein is being played by an incredible local actor named Alex Goodrich, who is so funny. Most of his work, because he speaks only in growls, he is almost mime-like. He's got a sort of Bill Irwin, Marcel Marceau talent for getting sentences of dialogue across with no words. He's really, really funny.
He's terrific. Mm.
So this show is debuting in Chicago? Like, it's been in workshop, you said, Nick, for a long time, but is this the first stage presentations we're seeing of this production?
It is, yeah. This is the first production. Megan has been very instrumental in trying to keep it going, because she really wants to make this happen. And so we did it at Joe's Pub. We did sort of a presentation in New York at Joe's Pub, which is like a cabaret space connected to the Public Theater. And Barbara Whitman, who's an incredible Broadway producer, came on board and said, "Holy cow, let's do this." And then she got in touch with the Goodman, and here we are. And so hopefully this has proven to be a huge smash hit. And so then I think we're hoping to then take it on to New York and London and then maybe a cruise ship after that. I think that's the progression.
Maybe so, but you answered my next question, which was you intend to be Broadway bound, but then what needs to change? Is this a show that is still being refined? Is it ready? What's your assessment of the show right now, Nick?
I mean, ultimately, if we moved this wholesale to Broadway, I think it would just continue to be a huge hit, because it's so delightful. We worked on it very hard in rehearsal, and Act Two underwent a lot of changes, and I think there are probably still a few rough corners that could use some sanding, but it's all pretty minimal. Like, it's the scorecard. I think we're getting an A grade, and I think there are a few things we could polish up to bring it to an A plus if we get to go to New York.
Well, if I can add, just having seen the show and watching the talent, and Nick is correct, the cast around he and Megan are just fantastic. I mean, Cedric Yarbrough plays boyfriend of Vera Vim, and he's fantastic, and everybody around it is really great, and this is a winner in New York. That's my humble opinion of the show that you have there, Nick.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I would add Gray Henson, who plays Ice Boy, and Sarah Stiles, who plays Lambert, his love interest. they're both Tony nominated, like absolute assassins. And so we do have a pretty stacked cast, and then we have me over on the side talking slowly because it gets too good at certain points, and they bring me in as a leavening agent to bring things back down to a more boring level, and then they jack it back up again with the singing and dancing.
How nice for you and Megan to be able to work in this. On the same production at the same time. I saw at Block Club that you have a two-week rule that you don't like to be apart more than 2 weeks, and we're so happy that you guys are in Chicago. The show's been extended to August 16th, yeah. So you can still get tickets at the Goodman. Nick, have a great run, and a great run on to Broadway, and then I'll see you on a cruise ship maybe sometime in the Mediterranean in the future.
With any luck, either that or maybe a halftime show at the Super Bowl. Can I just mention real quick, John, thank you. This coming Monday, the 13th, I'm doing a benefit at the Remova Theater, which is people should just go see the Remova Theater. It has a brew pub connected to it. It's this incredibly renovated complex on the south side, RemovaTheater.org. And I'm doing a benefit this Monday night. It's just my comedy show. It's 90 minutes of songs that are very funny with a musicianship that has been described as competent. And also okay. But we've made a special Pilsner beer for the evening. It's all the proceeds are going to Japan House, this beautiful facility down in Champaign-Urbana. So if anybody wants a night of comedy this Monday night, I promise to make them laugh at the Remova Theater.
I know that you have dedicated a lot of your efforts to paying it back to the Japan House. That was seminal in your career. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, and we'll continue to put the information out there. It's so great of you to do that, and thanks for reminding us of that, Nick. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Great to chat with you, fellas. Thank you.
That's the president of the John Landecker Fan Club. And, Lou, thanks for jumping in. I'm glad you saw the show.
Absolutely. Go see it, everybody. Get tickets at the Goodman. It's definitely worth it.